Good morning. Welcome to the Monday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. With today being Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day, I have the day off, and so a little later start on the broadcast this morning. And fortunately, the day off means I'll have time to spend working at getting my water well operating here at home. And some of those things that you just take for granted, that when the water doesn't flow out of the spigot, it creates a different lifestyle. And kind of decided we don't want to be ones that carry pots of water to the river or back from the river on a regular basis, and so we'll get this going. But anyhow, the reason that I even bring that up is today's topic, beginning a week focused on a new resolve. And last week we talked about living with a new commitment, and I think a resolve takes that commitment to a whole nother level. We commit to a lot of things that, well, sometimes we don't follow through with. And so this week we're going to be talking about this new resolve to follow through with our commitments, specifically our commitments to God and the commitments we make in His name. And today we're going to talk about a new resolve to press on. And reading from Philippians chapter 3, beginning at verse 12, "Not that I have already obtained all of this, or have already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal." Life is difficult. I don't know if you've realized that or noticed that. I'm guessing you have. And there are times where the circumstances of life, the chaos of life, simply want to, well, it makes us want to give up. And God comes along and He encourages us and He challenges us to press on. Keep at it. And when he talks about forgetting, and Paul writes, one thing I do, forgetting what is behind, he's not really talking about it no longer exist. He's not talking about forgetting the things and the people that brought him to where he's at. What he's talking about, you look at context of scriptures and the rest of his writings, is he's not letting the things of the past become those entanglements, the things that stopped him previously no longer automatically become those stopping points. Sometimes we remember the past so well that we give up. We don't press on. It's just, well, I've tried that once before and it really didn't work out all that well. And it's those attitudes that God says to put in the past, to forget, and to press on. Perhaps the timing wasn't right. Perhaps our effort wasn't right. Perhaps there's a lot of circumstances and things that made the past failures perhaps not even be failures at all, just the wrong timing. As I think about learning to press on, I think about our need, and specifically today, to press on in following the instructions of God. If you're like me, for the last couple days, you've seen a lot of quotes that have been very good from Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Quotes that we pull out once a year, we share them, and we like to pretend that he's on our side or we're on his side, and then we put those quotes back in a bag. We put the premises behind those quotes out of mind, and tomorrow we go on with life just as it was prior to this weekend. The difficulty with that is not so much that we fail to really honor Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., although that is what's taking place when we live that way. The greater difficulty is that nearly all of these quotes that I see did not originate with him. The words definitely were his words. He used them more eloquently than most. But the ideas behind these quotes come from God. His idea that he has chosen love because hate is too heavy a burden to carry is a very biblical principle. His dream of equality, that one day his children would not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the character of their heart, is a biblical quality. The idea of living as one is something that Jesus prayed for his disciples. He prayed for all of us as his children, that we would learn to get along. Long before Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech, Peter had a dream or a vision of a sheet filled with unclean animals being lowered from heaven and being told to get up and to eat. And he was faced with such a dilemma as to what to do because, well, that was outside of his comfort zone. That was something that he had been culturally trained wasn't appropriate. But the end of the story, the message that he finally learns, is that God has shown him that God accepts people from all nations who come to him. People from all backgrounds, people from all races, people from all economic levels, people from all sorts of divisions that we've created are all equal when it comes to approaching God. You see, this dream of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was a dream that God has tried to implant in the hearts and minds of all of his children throughout history. And it takes people like Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. to come along and to speak those dreams eloquently for us to grab hold of the message. But unfortunately, what often happens is we grab hold of the message and we like the sound of it, but we're not so sure we like the living of it. And so all of these years later, we continue to live in division. And instead of implementing the truths of God's Word into our life, we try to pretend that the people we quote are on our side or that we're on their side. And in the process, we continue to make sides rather than pressing on in unity and in love. You see, this new resolve that God wants us to live with is a resolve to be his children, to take hold of, as Paul wrote, to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of us. And his purpose for taking hold of us was not so that we would fight and argue and divide up into groups based on anything, but that we would love the world. We would love people like he loves people. And so today, as you choose or choose not to honor Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., do so with your life. The sharing of quotes are nice. They have a lot of depth to them. But unless it's lived out, it's simply lip service. It's simply a nice show. And so as you Think about those quotes you read. You think about those quotes you share today. Ask yourself what God would want you to do to live that way. They're not simply quotes for somebody else to live. They're not simply sayings that somebody else should follow. When the heart of those sayings are the Word of God, they're things that we're all supposed to be following. As we spend time praying today, I'd encourage you to think about how well you do at pressing on. Are you resolved to keep at it? To love, even when it seems like it would be easier to hate? To serve, even when it feels like it would be better to be served? To give when you would rather take? To look beyond the differences, to see the person that God created, to see a brother or sister in the lives of people that you perhaps have rejected. You see, our prayer today is not so much about us, as it's about what we're going to do with the truth of God's Word. Will we forget the past? Not in the sense of erasing it, but in the sense of forgetting its hold, its entanglements, so that we can press on. That those dreams of love and of acceptance, of treatment based not on surface but on the heart, of living like God's Word really is alive and active within you. You see, our prayers today are that, as Jesus prayed, that we would be one just as He and the Father are one. Not so we have a better life, not so that it's easier for us, but His desire was that it would be so that the world would see and they would know Jesus. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love for us is pure and it's complete. It doesn't change based on what we look like, based on what we sound like, based on our income levels or lack thereof, based on our housing situations, based on anything that we've chosen on this earth to divide ourselves by. Your love sees none of that. Not when it comes to expressing. And it's not that those things aren't noticed. They simply have no influence on how much You love us. And Father, as we live as those who recognize and see differences, may You change our hearts so that those differences do not divide, but rather we value the variety that You've created. Father, just as some of us plant a flower garden and we like the variety of colors and types and blossoms and foliage and all of the things that add character, add beauty, may we begin to see that within our world. May we see the differences as adding value and beauty, and rather than things that detract. Father, today help us to press on, to forget those things that entangle us, to forget the reminders of our enemy that it's too difficult. and to press on towards love, to press on towards, as your word tells us, to love and good deeds. Father, may we join in that dream that you began, that you've planted in the hearts of people throughout generations. And people have spoken that dream over and over again, and some very eloquently, like Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., have spoken it and called for us to love one another and to live in unity, to have compassion, to look beyond the surface differences and see the unity that God wants to us to live with as we live united in Christ. So, Father, today I pray that we would not simply share quotes, not simply share great sayings, not simply try to claim one side or another, but we would take those quotes and we would take those sayings and we would apply them to us. We would choose to live with love over hatred. We would choose to live with forgiveness over bitterness. We would choose to live with unity over division. We would consider the character of a person rather than their external appearances. And Father, in all of it, we would understand the call and the prayer of Jesus that we represent Him accurately, that we live in Him just as He lives in you. So, Father, help us to press on, to strive and to reach toward that high calling that we have in Christ Jesus, that calling that we would be more deliberate about taking hold of and making it our calling. God, help us today to honor those that deserve honor, to lift up those who are struggling so that they too would deserve honor. Father, most of all, may we lift up Jesus in everything so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Monday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.